Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video is additional text, image, and links that just go with this video and make it more valuable. I'm so excited. I don't know why it is. I always say that because I always am excited when we do these podcasts. It's so funny. My wife says I'm a ham because you get me in front of a camera and I just light up. I'm not like this all the time. Let's see here. Today's video training is going to be on what Brenda calls sandwiches. Responsibilities on the right, responsibilities on the left. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. She's going to explain that to you. All right, let's see here. Let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda is bright, enthusiastic. She is well-educated. She has a great talk therapy background. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She used to work in the field of rape crisis intervention. So you know she's tough. She's not afraid of getting in there and working with real world issues. She's a presenter at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She writes for the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals Professional Journal. She does a great job of supervising the practice sessions in our classes. She sees clients at our center full time. She doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk. She's a five pather and a true believer. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great today, Cal. Thank you so much for having me. And before we get to my stuck in the middle discussion today, I want to introduce everybody to Cal Banyan. So Cal Banyan is the authority in hypnosis that works. He's received almost every award given by the National Guild of Hypnotists, and his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy and The Secret Language of Feelings, as well as all of the training that he has done and all of the development in systems of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, especially five-path hypnotherapy and seventh-path self-hypnosis, have really made him one of the trainers of the best of the best in the profession. Truly a revolutionary thinker, and I apologize now, my voice is getting a little funky today. Cal, also, in addition to everything that he does, I'm glad that he's excited to have us come and do these podcasts because I know I get excited about them. Thank goodness, because he's been doing it almost 10 years. That is truly a labor of love and just amazes me to no end especially as approach, the high 400s. I know that as we're recording today, I'm in like my late 70s on being here myself, but Cal's been here every step of the way, and he's had impact on me and my profession and my life through this learning from him and learning with him and being here at the center. And I'm pleased to be here today to talk about a topic that I've been working with quite. Somehow I draw clients to me that maybe I need to learn from. How about that, Cal?
All right. Yeah, that's right. You find your teacher, you learn your certification, and then you start seeing clients, and then they become your teachers. Isn't that right?
They sure do. And I will be quite frank. Today's topic is called The Sandwich Generation, How to Help Your Clients Who Are Stuck in the Middle. And this topic I've actually been kind of brewing for a couple of years, and I finally said, Cal, I really want to talk about this today, because I work with a lot of clients who come to me and they don't really quite know why they're here. I mean, sometimes they're here for weight loss or what they call stress or anxiety, or sometimes they're even coming, with family issues, and they know they're coming with family issues. And as it turns out, a big part of their stressor on a regular everyday basis is their life. They've got mom or dad that they need to, be doing extra care for. Maybe mom or dad are ill, or just, getting older and needing more help. And maybe they've got kids, and so they've got, kids, and they're just stuck in the middle. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Well, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about all the cool stuff. You're going to work with someone. First of all, as we like to say, as Five Pathers, they only think they're in for stop smoking. They only think they're in for weight loss. Really, there's some other issues going on that they are using these substances, food, alcohol, drugs, smoking, other behaviors, running, jogging, whatever it is, as a distractor for these things that are bothering them. So yes, the kind of work we do at Five Path is perfectly appropriate for helping them deal with these kind of ongoing daily stress. Another thing is teaching them about emotions with the secret language of feelings. By the way, you folks haven't heard about it yet, you want to go to thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, because you know what, we've got information there on the secret language of feelings, both the book and free hypnosis audios for you. And here's a deal that most hypnotists don't think about, but the Five Pathers get very, very well. And that is, when you've got these issues coming up now, they resonate with the past. That's right. So now, guess what? This generation that Brenda's about to talk about, with, you know, parents on one hand, children on the right, stuck in the middle with that stress, is normal. But for some people, they're experiencing too much stress, and that comes from emotional resonance. That comes from issues from the past that, you know, you ever heard they're pushing your buttons? Well, that means that something's going on now that's bringing up feelings, emotions from the past, and you become too sad, too frustrated, too angry, too depressed, all this kind of thing. All right. I'm handing it over to you, Brenda.
All right. So when I originally proposed this topic, and Cal said, well, but what? Like people who come for weight loss or for smoking? And I said, no, this is, you know, a combination. And that's one of the things I want to start with, which is one of the reasons that I actually love my profession. I love hypnosis and hypnotherapy because I get to see people with all kinds of issues. You know, it's not just weight loss. It's not just smoking. It's not just confidence, you know, and but I see this in all kinds of ways, and you know, and I do recognize, you know, we said my clients teach me a lot, so I've learned a lot, which is thankful. I'm thankful for. So I think one of the first things I want to talk about is stress. You know, and Cal mentioned that, and one of the things that happens, you know, we have very busy lives anyway. I'm only an open-faced sandwich. I don't have children. However, I have a business and I have a personal life that that I have a lot of leadership roles and things like that. So kind of have those kinds of things as my other half of the sandwich. But I've got parents and parents-in-law and step-parents and all that good stuff. And so, you know, but for all of us, you know, we have busy lives. And then we add doctor's appointments and follow-up doctor's appointments, maybe needing to take an elderly family member to the grocery store, or helping them, you know, clean their house or whatever it is. Then there's the kids. Oh my gosh, have you seen the amount of homework that these kids, little kids, have these days? And then they've got all these activities. I recently, you know, wanted to see my nieces, and I said, well, surely a Sunday you don't have anything going on. And even on Sunday, they had basketball. So it's a lot to keep track of. So it's so important to work with our clients. If they're really expressing these issues, no matter why they're coming to see you, to really be managing their stress, their perception of what is happening, taking time for themselves. For some people, literally just coming to see me for an hour and a half, that is their one thing that they get to do for themselves. Then I start reminding them, okay, you know what? You got to get to the gym, because that is something that is just for you. And, you know, let's get that down. Let's be sure you're sleeping. You know, do we need to work on sleep issues? Doing self-hypnosis, making that time for themselves a priority, doing their own activities and making those a priority as well, so that they can learn or they can grow, or so that they're not looking at the end of the day saying, you know, I did this and this and this and this for everybody else, and what about me? Reminding your clients to fill up their cup so that they have enough to be able to even offer to somebody else that they're trying to help and care for. How about that, Cal?
Well, yeah, and exactly. We'll let you keep rolling with it. But what we do is we go beyond stress management to stress reduction. Because as Five Pathers know, stress has two origins, internal stress and external stress. I want you to think about if I had a chain between my two hands here, I'm holding up two hands, and I start pulling on the right and I'm pulling on the left, the right could represent internal stress, your fear, anger, guilt, all that kind of stuff from the past, and then my left hand represents your things are going on in your life outside of you, and people are jerking your chain, right? And eventually, if it goes on long enough and hard enough, a link will begin to break. And this could even result in physical symptoms like headaches, skin problems, digestive problems, hypertension, this kind of stuff. So as Brenda does her work or I do my work, and what we do is we can't do anything about the external stress, but we can reduce or eliminate the internal stress. And when we let go of that chain with one hand, it takes the pressure off the entire chain. And that's really the magic of what we can do with five path style hypnosis. Please continue.
Well, the next part that I want to talk about, you know, we're kind of talking about secret language of feelings things here too, is the anger guilt cycle. This actually becomes a really big part of dealing with our clients that are stuck in the middle of these of their family issues, can very easily build up anger, guilt, resentment. Partly because, you know, when we said, just like when I said, well, they got to be doing their own self-care, otherwise they're going to get very sucked into, it's not fair that they have to do this, and it's not fair that they have to do that, especially when it comes down to that they're doing X and Y and Z for all these other people, that there's no more room, time, energy, money, effort for themselves. And of course, you know what happens. Then they start to feel guilty that they feel that way at all, and then they push that down. And just like you said, Cal, they've got those links, and then one of them is opening up. You know, whether that's that they've got sleep issues, they've got, you know, heart racing, blood pressure issues, digestive issues, and there we go. So just like you said earlier, it is so important for clients to understand, you know what? It's normal. You know, the feelings that they're having are human. Sometimes they think they're supposed to be, you know, Superman, Wonder Woman. And we say, wait a second. Anybody who'd be going through the things that you're experiencing would feel that way. And then getting back to that secret language of feelings, all of their feelings are good, but help them manage the issues so that that anger and that guilt, you know, that they don't have any power either. So they can, you know, as we say, properly express that anger or guilt, or find ways to make it fair. Find ways to lighten the load, share responsibilities, or if necessary, pay for outside help. So we talk about that making it fair, you know, finding ways to do what needs to be done.
Perfect. This is what, unfortunately, some mental health professionals have this one goal in mind, and that is to put you into their little category. There's this thing they call the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. They have an obligation that when you come to see them, to try to fit you into one of those categories. And this is a category of being dysfunctional, diseased, this kind of thing. And so they have this propensity. I know, because that's my training and background is in psychology, is to say there's something wrong with you. You have this disease or you have this disorder, and now you're going to get this treatment and this medication. And as hypnotists, that's not the way we think. Most of people, I mean, the people we deal with, our population is normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. And we can look at them and say, just like I teach in class, anyone would be pretty much thinking and feeling what you're thinking and feeling if they've been through what you've been through. And so there's nothing really wrong with you. You're just in a stressful situation. You may be resonating with the past, causing you to get too stressed. I know what to do. Beautiful, Brenda. Keep going.
So in the middle of all of that, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, and my camera went out, and I get to sit here at Cal's office for a few minutes. And I gotta say, you guys, this is really cool. But I wanna finish our episode. So, because we are professionals, we really think, I'm really pleased to bring this episode to you. And quite frankly, I can't reschedule to come back because I'm stuck in the middle with some family issues and I won't be able to get back in. So, one of the things though that I also wanted to really focus on today is thinking about that in the midst of this, as our clients are stuck in the middle, you know, taking care of maybe their elderly parents, they may be then being exposed to, as we call it, the one person who hurt them more than anybody else, or re-exposure to family patterns that are unhealthy, that are bringing everything back up to the surface, that emotional resonance. So this is the true key to how the kind of work that we do can really help our clients, help them overcome that old emotional baggage, those old patterns. Then they'll truly be able to do the work of caring for their elderly parents, actually with a new attitude. Maybe even, I'm seeing this with a client myself right now, she has an attitude of gratitude that she has the opportunity to help her mother through a cancer issue. Breaking those old patterns also will help them be able to be great parents so that they are no longer continuing in those patterns in the future. And so with that, I want to thank you all for being with us today. Thank you for going with the flow, as we had some technical difficulties as well. I love being here. I appreciate keeping in touch with everybody. So if you'd like to keep in touch, you can keep in touch with me on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis, or you can find me at Brenda@OCHypnotherapy.com or on our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus. Have a great week. I look forward to seeing you all on my next turn.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Boy, that was kind of exciting, huh? All of a sudden you just say, well, what do? I know. We'll just put Brenda in front of the camera. All right. Before I wrap up, I want to invite you to come to class and take our certification course. It really is one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world. You can do it live in class or live online. It's live in either case. We've got our next class coming up on July 11th through the 22nd here in 2016, the weekend off in the middle. And we have October 3rd to October 14th, 2016, with the weekend off in the middle. And I want to invite you, if you haven't already done so, to go to 5PathInduction.com and start learning and using our new powerful rapid induction that is put together to lift the profession. And once again, right now we're working on getting Celeste Hackett here for our next 4 videos. I'm so excited about that. Hey, if you've got some ideas for what you'd like Celeste to talk about, some topic ideas, please send them to me. You can always email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. All right, that's it. Cal Banion signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.